our perceptions. When an individual performs a particular kind of work, he gradually develops a special insight concerning the objects and language he constantly deals with. Therefore, there's nothing in the world that a person would not be able to begin to experience as a result of habit, even if he had no prior understanding of the particular object. There is a vital limitation to our perception and understanding. We perceive ourselves separate from the perceived object. There is the one who perceives, there is the object that is perceived by him. Similarly, there exists the person who comprehends, and separately there exists the object of his comprehension. A certain contact between the perceiver and the object of perception is necessary for the process of perception, a bond, something that unites them both, something that they have in common during the perception. A person grasps all that surrounds him only through his perception. What he perceives is considered to be truthful and reliable information. Being incapable of seeing all that surrounds us objectively, we assume that the picture created for us by our senses is true. We do not know what the universe is like beyond our senses, or what it would appear to be like to a being with a different set of senses than our own. We acquire a depiction of reality from perceiving our environment. We assume that our senses are accurate, and we accept as true the picture of reality that we perceive. Proceeding from the basic assumption that nothing exists in the universe but the Creator and His creation, we can say that the picture and perceptions of each of us are the way the Creator appears to our consciousness. At every stage of spiritual elevation, this picture grows closer and closer to a true one, until, at the last stage of development, a person perceives the Creator and nothing but the Creator. Therefore, all the worlds, as well as everything that we believe to exist outside ourselves, in fact exists only in relation to us, that is, in relation to a person who perceives reality in his particular manner. If a person does not perceive the Creator or the Creator's domain over himself at the present moment, then it can be said that he remains in darkness. Nevertheless, he cannot determine that there is no sun in the universe because his perceptions are subjective, meaning that only he construes reality in this manner. If a person realizes that his negation of the Creator and of the divine rule are purely subjective and prone to change, then he can still begin his spiritual elevation by an effort of will and with the help of various texts and teachers. Moreover, once he begins his spiritual ascent, he may realize that the condition of darkness had been made up by the Creator for the sole purpose of compelling him to develop a need for the Creator's help and in order to draw him closer to him. Indeed, the Creator made such conditions specifically for those individuals whom he desires to draw closer to him. Thus, it's important to realize that the elevation of an individual from the state of darkness brings delight to his Creator, since the greater the darkness from which a person has emerged, the brighter will be his realization of the Creator's greatness, and the greater will be his appreciation of his new spiritual state. But even while perceiving the darkness, being blind to the Creator's rule and lacking faith in him, a person, using his power of will, has to try to find a way out of the darkness with the help of a book or a teacher until he perceives at least a tiny ray of light, a weak perception of the Creator. Then he will be able to get out of the darkness into the light by making this ray of light stronger and stronger through the cultivation of constant thoughts about the Creator. If a person realizes that these states of darkness are necessary for his advancement, are even desirable and are sent to him by the Creator himself, then he will welcome them, since the Creator has endowed him with perception of the shadows, that is, of the incomplete darkness, which permits him to seek the source of the light. But if a person doesn't use the opportunity to cross into the light, then the Creator conceals himself from that person completely. Absolute darkness prevails, bringing with it a sensation of the absence of the Creator and his rule. Then he will no longer understand how he ever entertained any spiritual goals, how he ever ignored reality and his own reason. This complete darkness continues until the Creator again shines upon him a tiny ray of light.